You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Second Stock on Tuesday. It's the 11th of July, 2023, of course, Q3. And if you're wondering what this is, then it's a basic show. We look at some of the news coming out from small microcap stocks, look at the indices, look at some macro news as well, some of the top business news coming out. So first of all, I'm going to share my screen with you, and I'm going to go to Vox Markets homepage, because this is where a lot of I get my information from. By the way, there's plenty of content here. VoxMarkets.co.uk, of course. Article there on Canova. Good results from them. I've just done a video today on MJ Gleeson, one of the house builders. Are they in recovery? Or was it too soon? Worth looking at that. There's some bits on Totally there. There's an interview there with HV, of course, John. And a lot of the content here I'm looking at is taken from these three sections here. Okay, most followed, most read, winners and losers. So check out that part of the sort of website there, because it's worth looking at. So first and foremost, let's go to that most sort of followed company, because you find companies with a lot of interest here, they get followed a lot. Right? Basically, you hit the sort of follow button there, and I follow Ondotech. And they announced today, and in fact, I talked about them yesterday, a loan note restructuring to support rapid growth. Now, if you're not sure of what these guys do, then they've got this technology which is called LeakBot, and it detects leaks in the house, water leaks. And you think, okay, we'll have to sell a lot of those. Yes, but insurance companies are basically signing Ondo up for their tech, because one of the biggest claims in insurance is leaks in houses, and they've had quite a few of these deals of late. But my concern with Ondo, I mean, the chart, the tech is very good, the chart has gone up very well, is their financing. They've announced a lot of contracts, like I said, which is obviously those contracts will not be sort of generated revenue straight away, but there's a bit of a lag factor. And they did have a loan out there, it's a loan note, and they've restructured this today. A loan note from its largest shareholder, which is HomeServe, which they bought the tech from. It's about 6.4 million, but it's going to be rolled over. And so they've got more time to sort of pay it back, but the interest rate has gone up in it from sort of 10 to 12%. So it's good for them in a certain way, but it's still, in my mind, worth waiting, because they've got their final results coming out very soon. And around about, if you look at the interim results for the first 6 months of the year, that was to August 31st was the first 6 months. They had revenue of 1 million, which is a very good growth, but the loss was about 2 million. And they had cash of around about 1.8, I think, and loans and borrowings of 6.4 million. So I think even though they're going to do well longer term, you know, what happens is when new startup companies, their financial results are often in lag, of course, and their results to the 13 months it will be, to the 31st of March, will be out on or before, let's say, the 31st of July. So worth watching this company. And in fact, let's look at the chart of this, because it's quite an impressive rise in the chart here. There we go. This is Ondo. And let me just get that away there. And you can see you've gone from 6 pence a share up to 24. But what's very interesting here, and I put some lines in where there's previous resistance, and they've broken that up to another level, and then broken up, and that's, you know, provided support in some way. And the last one was up here pretty much at 21 pence, and it shot up, came back down, and it went back down to this level, and then broke up again. But now seeing some previous highs here, like I said, it's got up to this level before, around 23 pence, but it's proving a bit of resistance here. So if they break that, it'll be a good thing to do. But as yet, It's stuck there, 23.6 pence. But good momentum. Worth checking out, actually. If you just check out sort of the news here, new five-year contract, new deal, new pilot, new contract. There's lots of activity on there, so it's worth looking at, I think. Another one worth looking at today, I think, is one of the most followed companies, is Cornerstone. Had some news out today, and they've announced that revenue growth, adjusted EBITDA, positive for H1 2023. Ticker there is obviously CSFC. Now, they are, like I said, a microcap or nanocap almost. But they do talk about, say, provide the following unaudited update, trading for 6 months ended the 30th of June. And they do say, as announced, the group generated exceptionally high levels of revenue growth, exceptionally, in the first quarter of 2023 and ended the second quarter with strong trading momentum. And this momentum was sustained throughout the Q2. And accordingly, the group expects to report total revenue of H1 around about 3.6 million. So this is, remember, just H1 this is, which is an increase of 89% over the first half of the year as a result of the strong revenue growth. And they do say they now expect to report maiden positive adjusted EBITDA for H1 for 6 month period. So worth keeping an eye on those. I've not really looked back at their results, final results. Let's go back to that, actually. 4.8 million. So, honestly, 3.6 for the first half. So, they are improving. They did make a loss of on EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA. There's a lot of adjustments going on. Not this company, I mean, generally. But they're, 900,000 there, which is down from 1.3. Cash and equivalents. So, cash there is a bit constrained. 700K there, basically, when they've burned around about 900,000. So maybe that's worth looking at. But nevertheless, interesting company. Growth is very good because that's what you're looking for when you're looking at microcap companies. Growth is what you're after. And as you can see, a very interesting chart here. IPO'd back in the bull market of 2021, pretty much, at what, 56, 57 pence. It's come all the way down, wow, to pretty much 5 pence. But you can see here, it's the 200-day moving average is coming down, and it hasn't touched that pretty much since January 2022. And then it broke above it here, or it met 200-day here, and then broke up above it here. We've got the golden cross here, and we made a new sort of high, breaking out of a range here. So it's a positive. You can safely say there that the momentum, downward momentum, has ended, and we're starting to see a bit of upward momentum. But again, I would wait for final results there to see where they are on a financial footing. Okay, what's up next? We've got Most Read RNS. This is a formula popular stock. Let's just go to the... I've lost the page there, but let's just go to it. Most Read RNS is from Bidstack. And share the screen with you. A very popular stock of late. It was. It's getting less popular every trading day. But this is a requisition general meeting, and this was called a while back, of course. And they're looking to the general meeting to remove Glenn Calvert, Lisa Howe as directors, and appoint Nicholas Hargrave to the board. Now, the board are obviously voting against this, but nevertheless, let's just check out the chart of Bidstack. But like I said, very promising company, gaming ad tech. How can, big gaming companies connect and advertise and monetize their audience and do so without impacting the game or the game enjoyment? And that was through, putting ads within games on billboards and ideally like football games, for example, where there are naturally occurring adverts. They did this. And the hype came in when they listed sort of from 2018, went from sort of 5.8 up to sort of 40 pence. I did hold shares there, by the way. And then they came in and released their final results, which were way below what's forecast. And in fact, I think the last 4 years, the revenue's coming way below forecast. And yet, you see, sadly now, we're way below IPO price. And they did say recently, due to the high cash burn, which they are burning a lot of cash, that they would have to go down the convertible loan note route, which of course often called a death spiral. But you've got to be, you've got to discern when you get a sort of convertible loan notes. Is it within the interest of the person loaning the money for the share price to rise in a company. Because if you've got a third party and that's their business of issuing loan notes or taking on loans, then they'll just dump the stock. But if the holders are generally shareholders of the company and they're aligned with the company, then they're less aggressive with that. An example of that would probably be Ondo Tech, because the biggest shareholder holds the loan, the notes as well. So they have more loyalty towards the company. But let's see who Bidstack managed to get as a part of that. Let me just share the screen here and move back the chart. I've got to sign in here. I've been signed out. Excellent. Let me just sign in. Yeah, but that there is it was, you see, with Bidstack, there's a lot of negative momentum there not going its way. So, and generally, how do you measure momentum? And you can look at moving averages, stuff like that, but Bidstack is against that. So let's look at the winners and losers of the day. Let's go to the homepage again of Vox Markets. And a lot of these, can be just technical winners. You don't know why they're moving. They are moving just on volume. But one of those today is STM. And they've announced a statement regarding possible cash offer. Like I said, they are 50 pence there. And the cash offer here is at 70 pence per share. So there's still a bit of discount there. Maybe it's an arbitrage deal here. But as you can see going to the charts, a nice upside. Look at that. Nice gap up. So it closed yesterday at 28 pence. Let's look at the volume. I often like to see the volume on this. As you can see, sometimes you will see a bit of volume coming in pre an offer. You think, well, why is that happening? But there, not a lot, really. A little bit of volume, but it gapped up from 28 pence to 50 pence the other day. So that's good news there on that. What else? Loser of the day, Predator Oil and Gas. It's, I'm not an oil and gas expert, but, when you release results, and this is completion of the MOU-4 drilling and logging, and the share price drops, then to me, that doesn't seem like a good result. But apparently, I think 2 out of 4 of the results are not very good, but some others need closer inspection. PRD is ticker there, of course. And Paul Griffiths says the MOU-4 well has confirmed the presence of the Maloya Fan South Street. So anyway, it hasn't dropped. Normally when you get a straight out duster, you'll see a 30, 40, 50% drop. This hasn't done that. So I think there's some promises here. It says, and at the end, Paul does say, we are pleased with our drilling results this year and look forward to an extensive rigorous testing program to help determine potential gas flow rates and gas volumes connected to the current inventory of wells. So there's some hope there. Didn't go, as planned, but nevertheless, there's still some hope there. Let's have a look at the chart here to see how it's been performing of late. Let's take the volume off. It's peaked up to 16, down from 6. Oh, it's a messy chart there, up and down, isn't it? But yeah, we've seen a drop here, not to lows, but nevertheless, 16% drop is not. In fact, it's down 8 now, so it's not as bad. But there we are. And finally, let's have some sort of macro news, shall we? So top business stories today, essentially, it's not good news. And UK wages apparently have risen at a record annual pace, fueling fears that inflation will stay high for longer. Regular pay grew by 7.3% for the period of March to May from a year earlier, equaling the highest growth rate of last month. The pace of wage rises has come under increasing focus by the Bank of England. So that's what the bank's looking for, of course. Worried that inflation will get embedded. They're saying the cost of inflation is coming down in food and energy, but it's still there, evident in wages. And of course, if people's wages are going up, they'll spend more, which will fuel further price increases. Number two in the macro news, mortgage costs. It's all bad news, isn't it? Wages fuel inflation. Secondly, mortgage costs have hit the highest level in 15 years after the rate on a two-year fixed deal surpassed the peak in the aftermath of the mini budget. The average rate on such a deal is now 6.66%, the number of the beast. that's a bad omen. A level not seen since August 2008 and the financial crisis. Again, historical calendar bad omen there. But maybe let's end on a bit of good news. Inflation will fall markedly over the rest of the year. This is story three from the Bank of England, says Bank of England governor. The rate of price increases will come down due to lower energy costs, which should result in falling food bills for shoppers, Andrew Bailey said in his speech at London's Mansion House. And finally, let's just finish. Let's just look at the indices here. FTSE down 0.17%. Probably the bad bearish news there. FTSE 250, that's up 0.6%. So those are, of course, more domestic sort of companies. FTSE 100, large international companies, a lot of trading dollars maybe. Everything else is down. Only the FTSE 250 up. The AIM All Share is also down by just a smidge, 0.103%. So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe to the button below if you want this by notification. We're going to try and do it around about the same time every day. Of course, John will be here tomorrow as well because he's away doing something. I don't know, having a jolly probably in London, Wimbledon probably. But until then, speak tomorrow.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.